Hey everyone! Welcome to the Builder's Briefing for April 25th, 2026. I'm Alex, here with Sam, and we have a packed show today.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks where you look at your feed and go, did the entire AI industry just coordinate a product drop? Two frontier models, a public postmortem, and some really sharp developer tooling.
Let's jump straight into it. So the big story, GPT 5.5 and DeepSeek V4, both dropped in the same week. Two frontier-class models, both APIs live right now.
That's wild. And the Hacker News numbers tell the story here. GPT 5.5 pulled almost 1,300 points and over 800 comments. DeepSeek V4 got about 600 points. These aren't incremental bumps. People are actually excited.
Right. GPT 5.5 is likely pushing the ceiling on reasoning and long-context work, which is where OpenAI's been strongest. DeepSeek V4 continues their playbook of competitive performance at a lower price point with really strong code and multilingual support.
And honestly, the practical takeaway here is, if you're not rooting between models yet, this is your wake-up call. Both APIs are live. Run your evals this weekend. The pricing delta on DeepSeek alone could change your unit economics.
Exactly. And the bigger signal? The frontier model release cadence has compressed so much that locking into a single provider is basically a liability now. Build your abstraction layers. Treat models as interchangeable compute.
Swap based on cost, latency, and task fit, not loyalty. I love that framing.
Now here's the spicy context. This double drop happened the same week. Anthropic published a quality postmortem for Claude Code. Users were complaining about regressions. One person wrote a whole blog post about canceling their subscription over declining output quality.
That's interesting because it highlights something builders really need to internalize. Model quality can silently degrade mid-subscription. Like you set up your pipeline, it works great, and then 3 weeks later the outputs are subtly worse and you don't notice until a customer does.
Anthropic was transparent about it. They outlined what broke and what's being fixed. But the lesson is clear. You need automated quality checks. You cannot just trust that the model behind the API is the same model you tested against.
Right, and on a brighter note for the AI stack, Google shipped Torch TPU. Native PyTorch on TPUs, no more XLA translation layer pain. If you've been avoiding TPUs because of the compatibility headaches, that blocker is gone.
Huge for anyone training on Google Cloud who's been paying the NVIDIA tax just for ecosystem convenience. All right. Let's talk developer tools, because there's a gem here. So, there's this Rust binary called RTK. It's a CLI proxy that sits between your terminal and your LLM, and it compresses common dev command outputs before they hit the context window. Claims 60 to 90% token reduction.
Okay, that's one of those tools where you hear the description and immediately think, why didn't this exist already? If you're running AI coding agents that shell out constantly, those token costs compound fast. Over 5,000 stars on GitHub, so clearly people are feeling this pain.
Also worth mentioning, there's a new agentic IDE called Kiro entering the Cursor and Windsurf arena. It's open source, positioning as a prototype to production companion. That space is getting crowded, but competition is driving better tooling.
And one more I want to flag, Aged Vault from Inphysical. It's an open-source credential proxy specifically for AI agents. Once your agents need to authenticate against real production services, this solves a genuine security gap. That's the kind of infrastructure that seems boring until you realize you desperately need it.
Also, shout out to Mats, Ruby's creator shipped Spinel, an ahead-of-time native compiler for Ruby. Compile to a native binary, skip the runtime dependency dance. Ruby folks have been wanting this forever.
Oh, and Rust devs have had that luxury for years. Good to see Ruby catching up on the deployment story.
All right, quick industry beat. Meta's cutting another 10% of staff in their latest efficiency push.
Which, look, if you're hiring, this is your window. A lot of senior ML and infra engineers are about to hit the market. And if you're worried about open source dependencies like PyTorch and Llama, Meta has consistently maintained those through previous rounds of cuts. I'd expect the same here.
And a cautionary tale. A MeshCore open-source project forked after disputes over trademark ownership and AI-generated code contributions. If you're running an open-source project, get your contributor license agreements and IP policies sorted now before AI-generated PRs create ambiguity.
That was going to become a more common story. The legal frameworks just haven't caught up with the reality of AI-authored contributions.
On the security front, researchers keep accidentally pushing sensitive UK Biobank health data to public GitHub repos. This keeps happening.
If you work with any restricted datasets, please go audit your Gitignore and your pre-commit hooks today. This is exactly the kind of leak that triggers regulatory action and gets entire data access programs shut down. It's not theoretical risk anymore.
Quick hits before we wrap. Norway is banning social media for under 16s, which is another data point for age verification API demand. SDL now supports DOS, so retro game devs are having a great week. And there's a fun weekend project called Endless Toil, where you can literally hear your AI agent suffer through your codebase.
I need to try that one immediately. Also, there's a great essay floating around about sabotaging your own projects through overthinking and scope creep. Good weekend reflection material for anyone who's been stuck in planning mode.
So, here's the takeaway this week. Two frontier models dropped. Anthropic publicly acknowledged quality regressions. The message is loud and clear. Model reliability is now your problem to solve, not your provider's.
Invest in abstraction layers, automated eval pipelines, and token efficiency tooling. The builders who treat model selection as a runtime decision instead of a vendor commitment are going to ship faster and cheaper through the rest of 2026.
That's the briefing for today. Links to everything we mentioned are in the show notes. Go run those evals this weekend. You've got two new models to play with.
And set up those pre-commit hooks. Seriously. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next time.